Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti with my co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Good evening.
And Veronica is a wonderful medium and healer and energy worker, and we're excited about tonight's show, a lot of wonderful information. But before we begin, let's give you the call-in numbers. For those of you in the U.S., the call-in number is 877-876-5227. For our friends in Canada, 888-810-8322. And for international callers, calling direct, 530-876-3222. Well, Ronnie and all of our friends out there, we have a very interesting show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to be on a real treasure hunt right now, and when I am, when things come through in very accelerated fashion, it's not only for me, but it's for all of us, and since they know I'm sharing this information with all of you, they're having a lot of fun.
Lucky us, eh?
Yes, yes. Well, lucky me as well. I love exploration, and I love to discover things. And, you know, Veronica, we've talked before about, I don't know how much we went into it, but I'll just kind of discuss it. My own personal frustration, when this all began, I lived in another home, and it was provided for me to do this work in a very interesting fashion. When I went to see it, they were already building the clinic in another dimension. I walked in, looked up, and recognized a few of my friends, and, you know, there was no question that this was the house. And there's a whole wonderful story behind that as well. And even though I didn't know what I was going to do or how I was going to do it, which was even funnier, and since I knew nothing about the human body, which, you know, I thought it was kind of a cosmic joke that I would be picked to do this, especially since I didn't know where any of the organs were. And, or their function.
Some of them anyway, Jackie.
Well, a few, Veronica. But I was there for 7 months, and from the very first session, I was able to see the computers and all the equipment, and there was what appeared to be almost like an elevator coming in. The healing room was all glass, and it looked out over the entire house. So it was very easy, you know, because everything was wide open.
You mean to see what was going on?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it was all the tables where the bodies are split. Everything was right there. I could see them actually working on people. It was really quite phenomenal, and I was having a lot of fun. In direct contact with the team, and a lot of kibitzing going on. It was really very interactive. And I was moved overnight. My lease was invalidated, which has never happened. But I knew that this was something that was being orchestrated for some unknown reason at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was moved to this house, which I eventually bought. But the healing room, of course, was back in the corner upstairs, and I made it very dark, because I seemed to need that in there, and very sacred, you know, with all of the things that are in there, all the crystals, etc. And from the first session I did in there, I lost the ability to see everything that was going on. The energy felt incredibly sacred, though, and everyone that came in felt that immediately. The energies were very intense and very, but I no longer saw.
Was it more sacred than your other place?
Yes, very much so. The other space felt, like there was just so much activity going on. It was, you know, it was like being in an operating room, you know, except that you had a very big operating room. And very unusual equipment and different things that would, you know, lower down. And it was such a phenomenon to me. And I was having great fun with it. Well, the work, of course, began to grow. As soon as I moved here, it started really shifting. And they started bringing in new things, working with lineage, the emotional and biological screens, really interesting things that were And, of course, I wasn't able to see them. However, I knew that they were going on, and I could tap into them. But then they started going beyond that when they started working on the lineage. And that, basically, for those of you that are listening, if you've listened to the show before, you may have heard me talk about it. They're going back through our biology. Originally, you started going back just a couple of generations. And once, again, we've been building protocols all along. Protocol after protocol. And I just want to say this.
By that, you mean like a patterned way of entering into the altered state and entering...
A patterned way of accomplishing as much as possible in a short period of time.
Great, okay.
All right? You know, as they've told me, everyone that does come for this work is called. This is really a very sacred calling. And it's not just, of course, what we would perceive as extraterrestrials or star brothers, but multidimensional beings, the spiritual hierarchy, angelic realm, it's everything. You know, some there were beings that would come through that would just be a beam of light and nothing more. And so what started happening with building what we call the protocols, which are how does a session go? You know, your first session looks like this, subsequent sessions look like this. What is trying to be accomplished? What is the emotional work that needs to be done? We're working not only on this physical lifetime, we're working on all lifetimes because they're invited in to participate from every level, dimension, every race, every planet, every galaxy, and every universe. And last week we talked about integration, that we're integrating everything in. Well, this, as the work evolved, I began to understand this very definitely because of the way that we were doing things.
Can I ask you a question? Is your team your team, or do each of us who come to you have a different team, a different arrangement of consciousnesses?
It's both. You know, and here's what I'd say to you. When you try to name it, you negate it. You limit it. There are those that are close to me that I'm aware of, and now that has grown so dramatically that now I'm more aware of total contact rather than individual contact.
Wonderful.
When someone calls and actually or writes and makes an appointment, from that moment, they receive a visit to see who they are, who their star families, etc., and what needs to be done, what their soul path is, kind of everything. When the person has a session, there is a gathering of their star families, their spiritual family, their lifetimes, and so on, all participating at the same time. So it is different for every single session. And there is a whole blending that I go through prior to the session that literally kind of hooks everything up. And it takes about 10 minutes to go through this process before a session. So last week I was showing a video. And it was, for all of us and everybody that's listening here tonight, and Veronica, I know it's true for you as well as me, we can hear the same information 100 different ways, and one day, because of where our focus is, it all clicks in. And I was doing a little showing here on Friday evening of Down the Rabbit Hole, which is the sequel to What the Bleep.
I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
It's excellent. For me, it was phenomenal.
Great.
And while I'm watching it, they get to the wave and particle theory, which I'm sure they talked about on What the Bleep as well. I don't remember, unfortunately. And they were doing tests. And what they were doing is they were taking a piece of metal with a vertical hole running, with a vertical hole, rectangular hole. And they were sending particles through it. And seeing what came out on the other side, they started with marbles, and then they went to particles, actually beamed particles. And so they knew that it would create a pattern on the other side coming through this rectangular cut. They then tried to duplicate this and made two, they had another sheet of metal with two vertical cuts. And when they sent the particles through those two vertical cuts that were side by side, they then created a wave pattern, and the design on the receiving end of it, this other sheet that it went against, had a number of designs all the way through it. So instead of two, which is what you would expect, there were about 12. So they showed this on the video, and they're showing the wave, all right? What happens when those particles, then they started to interact and create this entire wave interaction, exponential impact. They then brought in a camera and brought it right by where the particles were going through the holes to take pictures. The minute they brought in the camera, the design on the other end, on the as it went through, became the two rectangles and no longer the wave. It was a straight shot. In that moment, I got what happened. And that was that as the observer of everything that was happening, I was limiting what could happen to each person. Now, this I want to say for all healers and people who are listening tonight and all mediums, and those of you that are working with energy, it brought this to an entirely different level of understanding for me. Now, I'll say this. I've had people in my home. When I'm upstairs in the healing room, they're down in the family room waiting for me. The room is full of extraterrestrials, all kinds of beings. The minute I open the healing room door to come downstairs, they're gone. Now, I find this very interesting. One of the people who was here and had that experience said to me, it was almost like they were afraid of you. And I was like, why?
Are you scary, Jackie?
I must be.
What do you think that's about?
I think that I run a very tight ship. And, you know, the particular beings that were here, there was a tall being that seemed to be kind of the overseer, okay, of all of those that were in the room. And interestingly enough, I have this kind of non-disturbance policy. And this came about after I moved here, which is I just want to be focused on the client and nothing else. Now, I have experiences. I mean, my dog walks around and licks them and so on. And it's not like when I'm not in session that there aren't beings present, or if I have company especially, is where, you know, you can always look at my dog and she will be responding to whoever's in the room. And, but at this juncture, what I found so really interesting, Ryan, is I started looking at this from every level. How does this apply to our everyday life? So I started really thinking about this because of the sessions that I do. And for those of you that don't know, I channel part of the session. And they come through with some incredible love and beautiful information. They seem to reach right into people's hearts and are able to identify the emotional issues that are critical and have held them back. And literally, as they're talked about, they're shifted. For some people, they're literally cleared in that instant. Everyone is different. I will never say to anyone that it's going to be this way for you because it's this way for everyone. You can never say that. We're all so unique. But they have talked so much about, and again, with the work with the lineage and the emotional screens and pulling out of the familial chain of pain. In other words, undoing those binds between parents and children and all your relatives and so on, so that you can have interactions that aren't loaded with emotional baggage.
Through expectations and reactions. I still have you coming downstairs and them scattering away. Did you figure out that that was maybe because if you were focused on them and what was going on, then that gave you more reason to, limit the healing possibilities.
Well, I would have come down and they would have been here after the session. Basically, okay, they've done something with the room where basically they're able to observe without disturbing me.
Hmm.
My field now is limited and intentionally. Now, if you ask me, did this happen or this happen, I can tell you instantly. I know exactly what protocols we're doing and as I go through the body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the first session for everyone and on subsequent sessions, not everyone, we will do a very physical session where I'll go through the body with them and look at all of the different organs to see what frequency they're running at, if there's any emotional energy sitting in there that needs to be healed or moved or shifted or lifted.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm very careful not to limit. This has been the key.
So I get it. So it's like with you interact with their presence rather than just being focused on the situation of the client, right? Then you're not leaving as much, just right, you're not letting the expansion of the wave be as great because you have too many focuses.
All right, I'll turn it around a little bit. Because this is happening in another dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's happening in a multidimensional leap, if you can imagine going back through someone's full lineage from their, okay, let's say in your case, Ronnie, we're doing a session on you.
Okay.
And
I'm up for that.
Okay, we go through your session. Now, when it comes to the screens, we're going to go back through your lineage of your current mother and father to the very beginning of their lineage on the planet. That's as many as a million people.
Hmm.
Now, when I was talking about building protocols, that's what we've been doing.
Hmm.
Can we create a different path to create a new future? The answer is, of course, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm watching it, my concepts are limited. And I can limit that outcome by me being the observer of it.
I see.
Because I'm a third-dimensional human observing a multidimensional experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the case for every healer? Which brings up a fascinating thought, and I'm going to take it to human. Let's go back to familial interactions. Okay, we all have children.
Mm-hmm.
We get very invested with our children.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what age they are. If they have a problem, we tend to worry. It seems to be built into the system. Again, the familial chain of pain.
I was thinking of it as herd animals.
As what?
Herd animals, you know.
Herd animals. Well,
animals live in herds. They share frequencies, and that's how they keep track of each other.
They do what?
They share frequencies, so that's how they keep track of each other. And I think that's a way worry and being connected to our children's problems is a way of sharing frequencies or as representatives.
Well, I'm going to get into that frequency thing in a minute. The frequency that you're sharing is the familial chain of pain. It's your lineage and your familial chain of pain. It is, and it begins from birth. It begins actually before birth. When you drop down into third density, you go through separation from source, from pure unconditional love, which is traumatic. That's why people do rebirthing.
Right.
Because the birthing process is so traumatic. Immediately, this is part of the mass consciousness, Ronnie. Immediately, your need to reconnect to source, to God, Goddess, all that is, of this universe, all right?
Right.
Is projected onto mother and then onto father.
Hmm.
Those projections that you then play out your dynamics. This is where everything gets imprinted, not only by what they say and do to you, but the emotion of the mother, that whatever she's going through can imprint on you, the emotion of the father, and their interactions can imprint on you. And it can end up in disease. I mean, this we absolutely know from all the work we've done.
Right.
Now, you then go out and have a boyfriend. You project Father and God onto the boyfriend. You then find a husband. You do the same thing there. And if you're a man, you project it onto girlfriends and wives. Often what I see in couples is that they're working out, again, this is all about integration, their issues with the masculine and feminine, which we all are. Very few people are really fully integrated masculine-feminine. So they play that dynamic out, but they're also playing out, and we know this, it's been taught by psychologists forever, that people will project onto husbands and wives and continue to play out their unresolved issues with mom and dad. And on it goes, and on, generation to generation to generation. That's what we call the familial chain of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of the work is unweaving, as we're going back and healing the lineage, unweaving that chain of pain. What that does is starts creating a crack in the mass consciousness. If you have enough people participating in this,
right,
you're creating a very big crack. Make sense?
Yeah, it sure does.
All right. If you have 10 people participating in these sessions, and I do a lot of sessions, okay? But if you had, just say 10 people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's 10 million.
Hmm.
You see, it doesn't take many to make quantum shift. And this is where we're back to the particle and wave. How much of an impact can you make working at these levels? Unbelievable impact. Now, let's go back to the familial chain of pain. When you invest, and I mean, we can take this down to the simplest place,
mm-hmm.
but let's take it in our everyday life. My son went through a crisis this weekend, and I said to him, please do not misinterpret my detachment for lack of love. And he said to me, Mom, I already know. The more detached I can be, not cold, I just say cold, detached,
mm-hmm.
and uninvested in the outcome of his crisis, the more of an opportunity he has to move through it more gracefully, because I'm not impacted and bleeding onto it all my things, all my stuff.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that's the observer role is the impacted role?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We're doing it, and this has come up in session after session. I just never put all the pieces together before.
Wow, that's very exciting.
They have talked and talked and talked about not reacting, not responding with children, with lovers, being able to detach enough to allow them. I'll give you a case in point. All right. You have a husband or a partner, and they do something that just aggravates the heck out of you. And every time they do it, it just triggers you. Every time, every time, every time. It's not them that needs to change. It's you. When you change your response to it, interestingly enough, their actions will start to shift.
This is the whole creating our reality level.
It is absolutely creating our reality on every level.
Mm-hmm.
Every level. But the observer part, when we start realizing how powerful we are, I'll go further. I used to be very active in real estate. That was my career, in commercial real estate. And I participated in some large transactions. And I would sense immediately, because I've always been energy sensitive, that whether I had a partner on my side of the transaction, or I was dealing with someone on the other side of the transaction, or all the parties involved in the transaction, I would be aware of the energies that they were placing on the transaction and how it was impacting the transaction. And I would get frustrated knowing this and not knowing how to shift it. Now, this goes back to a very simple concept, which is choose the people you interact with wisely.
Hmm.
You know, do business with, hang out with, participate with, fall in love with people that have a consciousness where you can both sit down and say, look, okay, here's what I'm bleeding onto this, and here's what you're bleeding onto this. Now, if we could both pull it out, we can allow this manifestation, this creation, whatever it is you're trying to create, to become exponential.
Wonderful.
And now, certainly, Ronnie, you know, you work with Lazarus, I've worked with Lazarus, and there were all of these wonderful techniques for reality creation, trying to move in between the cracks.
Right.
If you understand, in a magical moment to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're retrieving the knowledge that, you know, there are some that have access to this and have for a long time. But we're now retrieving so much of it through quantum physics. Now, quantum physics, okay, you know, is the science that says, and this is the part that I love the most in this. Let's go to, you were talking about the herd frequency or herd.
Mm-hmm. Herd animals.
I'm sorry?
The herd animal concept.
Right. Okay. Now, when they were talking about things that were created together, they went to the Big Bang Theory. And very simply, we can talk about it spiritually or scientifically. When we all broke off from our Creator, whatever name you choose to use that for that, as a spark of consciousness, we were our forever entangled, connected to everything that was created at the same time.
At the same time, yep. Yeah.
Mm. Therefore, we are connected to every race, every level, every dimension. What we do here impacts the all.
Mm.
It is impossible for it not to. Now, scientists are in labs trying to prove this theory, even creating machines at the same time and shipping them different places and treating this machine and having meditators and so on. Treat the one machine and the other machine receives the same benefit.
Hmm.
Now, this is a mechanical thing with some electrical things in it. Now, I'm not a scientist, but I have been exposed through this work to things that I didn't know how I knew. I certainly didn't. You know, I've explained this work to scientists from the very beginning, and they know very well that it's all scientific theory. They just don't know how I understood it or how I could have known it.
Mm-hmm.
Neither do I.
So you were talking to the divas of the machines, girl.
Well, interestingly enough, they wanted me very naive.
Mm.
With not having been a healer, not having a lot of knowledge about the body or anything. There was
your unseen teachers wanted you naive.
I'm sorry?
Your unseen teachers wanted you naive.
They absolutely did. That way I couldn't bleed all over it, which there was a possibility that I would.
By that, you mean be reacting and emotional and have feelings?
Well, also, this created that or this created this. If I understood the body from the very beginning and mm-hmm. what created disease and so on, instead of being able to go further into the emotional, to be able to see where the energy is anchored into the organs and why, and why, and trace it back. So
it's fascinating if we... if we think of bleeding all over, as you say, which I would say is being kind of a frequency exchange or an energy exchange at a certain base level, right?
Absolutely. Just like in the real estate transaction.
Right.
The person across the table from me may be solely motivated by money, may be desperate to make this deal work.
And afraid.
Mm. And bleed that all over a transaction or put that energy on it, which can twist it and limit it.
And that's why I love the line, change the energy, change the reality. Right?
That's an absolute.
Yeah, it's very thrilling, isn't it? It's
it
totally
is
different.
So exciting. And in understanding that, you know, we've all had people that have, Ronnie, you're a healer and a medium, and that come to us and have issues with their relationships and so on. And it begins all the way back. It's never about that person.
Mm-mm.
Never, ever, ever, ever. Ever.
Fascinating, isn't it?
Well, what's really interesting, and this then went, I did a session today with a woman who has struggled with her weight and her self-image, and her, she's been doing her homework on shame and so on and so forth, because Lazarus has some wonderful tools around body image and the shame involved in that, especially in childhood. And they went into a real diatribe about food and the way that we do the same thing with food.
What do you mean the same thing?
All right, food is energy.
Right.
It really can't make you fat or thin.
Okay.
It's all energy. I mean, if the truth were to be known, okay, there's really basically only one atom, if we go back to the creation theory, and it's all God moving so fast that it appears to be everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, food is an energy. Have you ever noticed that when you're on vacation, you could just eat and enjoy and eat things you wouldn't normally and not gain any weight?
Sometimes, yeah.
And that's because you're in a joyous state when you ingest the food. You're having too much. I'm on vacation. I can eat this. I'm going to treat myself. Because you're not putting onto it the guilt, the negativity of, I shouldn't have this. This is bad for me. It goes into the body. The body responds. The body's energy. The food is energy. And I just came back from vacation, and I was at an all-inclusive resort.
Mm-hmm.
And so in an all-inclusive resort, you eat all you want, drink, you know, everything is there, as much as you want.
Hmm, sounds like fun.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you gain weight?
No, I lost weight.
Wonderful.
And so did my dog. I mean, just to show you how connected we all are. When I came back, I resumed my very good eating regimen, you know, whole foods and, you know, salmon and salad and this and that. I started gaining weight.
Isn't that ironic? Do you think it helps to have extra weight when you're working so deeply with people?
Well, it's interesting. From the first day of sessions when I came back, my dog and I both started taking on weight.
Hmm.
And it is, you know, I think it's the frequencies. I think that the frequencies that come through are so strong. At some level, it's also a lot of fluid because I'm in channel so much. And I think that that's, I know others that don't have that problem, but
I know many who do, actually, Jackie.
Well, it seems to be when I'm away from this, you know, for 4 or 5 days, which is rare, you know, or I had another 10-day trip in June, and the weight came right off.
Hmm.
So I obviously, you know, it definitely has something to do with it. It's just a buffer.
Oftentimes in my readings, if somebody's, I'll look at them and they look so incredibly thin, and they're very, and this is down the phone, and very often they're very, very overweight.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and I've learned through the years not to say, well, are you really heavy? You know, you know, because it's so interesting to see how our energy is and how the physical goes around it.
Oh, that's very interesting. I see it a little different, but I think because I'm supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see the energy of the emotion around it, and so it looks different to me.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a minute about as the observer. Okay. Is there any place else you want to go with this? Because I think this is such a fascinating.
I'm really excited about the observer. I keep thinking how it's about, well, it's all about creating our reality. So I want you to talk more about that.
Well, and here's what I'm going to talk about here. Just based on the people that I've worked on, and like I said, I'm about 3,000 sessions, less than 3 years. About 2.5.
That's a few.
I'm sorry?
That's a lot.
It's a lot of sessions. It's been a very focused endeavor, very focused endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
The
and what's your focus on?
The focus is been gathering all those people out there who have been waiting to reconnect, to remember who they really are.
But if the observer can be a limiting force, that's what we're talking about, isn't
right.
it? Right. So how do you focus with your clients so that you're not a limiting force?
Okay. And this is something that I was told, which I thought was so fascinating. I make everybody write intentions, and I tell them, your intentions set the tone for the experience. Mm-hmm. This is your form of permission. It is your part of your co-creation. Where I am the strongest is in pulling those intentions in. Now, do I, as the vehicle, the instrument, help bring this to a higher level? Yes, because in the beginning, I'll say it this way for those of you out there doing healing work or any kind of work, including writing, painting. When I do my work before the person calls, I open, first of all, there's this blending that occurs, and it's this very beautiful thing that happens, this circle, and there's a star that flips up, and I stand in the center of it, and this cone of gold comes down, and there's this blending that occurs. I announce the name. I do it all in my mind. And then I call on their higher self, soul over soul, guides, teachers, mentors, masters, angels, archangels, and all of the star families. And I ask them to bring through me, as an instrument, the greatest amount of healing and opening and shift and change and peace and safety, both through me to them and to them directly. I then call on God, Goddess, all that is, the infinite, the source of all, and I ask them to add their love, their grace, their light, and their magic. Again, through me as an instrument to them directly, and I open them to receive it. I then call on the entire spiritual hierarchy and all of the ascended masters and do the same thing.
Hmm.
By the time the person calls, I am in such a different, first of all, I'm in channel at that moment. I'm in a totally different state. So I am, the difference being, Ronnie, this all occurred since I've moved to this house. When I was in the other house, okay, they'd come upstairs, they'd get on the table, you know, and I always did the invocation, and I started channeling probably several months in. I was just hearing messages, and finally one day I just got out of the way. But now it is so different because the frequencies and the love is so powerful and incredible. And so as the observer, instead of seeing it before my eyes, on the table in the healing room, it's happening on all kinds of levels and dimensions.
Hmm.
Their bodies they're split into many bodies. I did a session the other day, and the woman saw, I don't know that I can describe it properly, but this huge crystalline orb with pyramids in it and so on, actually with her own eyes. Now, she's one that hears, but she doesn't see. And this thing, instead of just zooming by, sat there. And she started to cry because she realized it was there, seeing who she was and recording and sending her love.
Oh.
And this happened before the session in that visit that I talked about. And then we did the session, and she had a lot of anxiety and other things. But the next morning, she wrote me, which was today, and said, my liver's sore, my kidneys are sore, my ovaries are
you
sore.
You worked me over.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she said, is this possible? And I said, yes, because it's really happening. Just because it's happening in another dimension doesn't mean it's not happening.
Hmm.
Because you don't see something, does that mean it's not there? Of course not.
So while she's being worked on, you are not doing anything, but focusing and calling in the
Well, I mean, I'm in channel. They're talking to her the whole time.
Right. Okay.
All right. As a group, they are communicating with her, moving her through emotional issues, and talking to her about what she wants to create and why, and her life, and so on and so forth. There's shifts and changes happening in the emotional body. Okay. As well as, because the energy actually comes through my throat. In addition to the fact that they've got her aboard ship, they may have her on different tables, they're working on her DNA and RNA, they're working on her electrical body, bringing it into balance, the chakras, the meridians, the auric field, the nervous system, the heart, the brain firing, which is all the electrical body, bringing it into a calmness, so it's all thinking together.
Mm.
They're working on our blood. They're doing a form of chelation, you know, cleaning up arteries. Now, is everything done in one session? No. There's so much happening that you can only take someone so far, because if there's a lot of emotional energy sitting in an organ that hasn't been processed, it's going to take time to move that, mm-hmm. to shift that. They get homework. You know, listen to this tape. And they make notes for me on the intention sheet.
Great.
And have her watch this and listen to this and process with this tape. And so that when I come out of channel, I've got a whole list of for them to do. And,
Jackie, where do you say ET healing? What exactly is ET?
Well, that's interesting, and I had someone else ask me that. And it started out as ET healing because Adrian DeVere had ET Medical. And he wanted me aligned with him, and it just seemed to make sense. And in the beginning, that's what I saw it as.
Did you actually see ETs as we know them in the...
our concept, again, Veronica, our concept of ETs is so limited.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there could be a beam of light. There was every kind of variety of being you can imagine. Angelics. People would see Buddha in the healing room. I mean, some saw Mother Mary, saw some Mary Magdalene, saw some Jesus, some saw Jesus. It was kind of everybody. Nothing was separate, because nothing is.
Hmm.
Our concept of separation, we talked about this last week, separation and integration.
Mm-hmm.
The more that we see things as part of us instead of separate from us, the more we can reclaim our power and move out of fear.
Hmm. So have you seen any of the ETs that we would consider ET material, like... movie ETs, you know, with the eyes.
Actually, I have a being that mans the clinic and kind of watches over everything.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, and he looks very similar to ET. Not identical, but similar.
Hmm.
And sweet, loving soul. But they're working in there. I mean, I'm downstairs right now. They're working in there up now.
Hmm.
There's work going on constantly. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and they'll have the lights on over the healing table, the fan going full blast.
And they're working on, are they working on beings, other beings?
They're working on us. People who participated in sessions, they're always watching over you.
Hmm.
And again, your higher self, soul, and oversoul are the gatekeeper.
Hmm.
People don't realize how much work they're doing in the dream state. They really don't.
Hmm.
But my experience is that everyone that participated in this work is participating in the meetings and the plannings of everything that's going on. We're all connected. I mean, we're all connected anyway, but there is definitely a web of all the people that have worked with us. And, you know, some people may have only had one session. Some people may have had multiple sessions. Some people came strictly for healing, and some of them received instant healing. But if they didn't get to the emotional body, what we saw with Adrian DeVere's work, I now have people that have worked with Adrian coming back to me saying, I've got this problem back, I've got this back. And I say to them, it's the emotional body.
Hmm.
Okay?
We'll talk more about that, emotional body.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now do I send them for emergencies to people who are having surgeries and in hospitals and in critical care? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And to assist with surgeries all the time. If I have a client, they're going for a surgery, they're one of their family members, I just send them. And people are healing so fast that it just boggles doctors' minds. They don't. I get the same report every time. they participate in the surgery. But what we're finding, and this is where, in the beginning, Veronica, I was really enamored with the phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
It was impossible not to. I was so excited that this could be happening. And I was writing to quantum physicists and to people going, you've got to see this.
How did they respond? Like, whoa.
Well, interestingly enough, the ones that respond, one was, of course, with John Mack, who I knew. And John understood. But what I found is that I think a lot of them didn't take it serious. I think in this two and a half years, whatever it's been, that things are shifting. I would have no problem writing to Dr. Joe Dispenza right now from the movie What the Bleep, and I want to, for those people who weren't tuned in last week, I really recommend his DVD called Your Immortal Brain, and you can go on his website and order it. It's The Mastering, The Art of Observation.
Is it called The Immortal Brain?
Your Immortal Brain. Actually, if you go on his website, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and it's D-I-S-P-E-N-Z-A, and it's, I just had it up. If you just plug in Dr. Joe Dispenza under a search, his website will come up. You can order the DVD. The other one, everyone, if you haven't seen it, Down the Rabbit Hole, the sequel to What the Bleep, brilliant. And I'll just share with you, Ronnie, something that was on. I have his CD as well as his DVD. I have his CD at the car. And I turned it on yesterday. I was running somewhere. And he was talking about the quantum field. And that the quantum field is neutral. And it literally, John Mack and Adrian DeVere in the Dream State took me and showed me how this worked. And now, of course, all the pieces are falling into place. They weren't before. And so this woman, and of course, anyone who saw What the Bleep, he was the chiropractor that spoke about creating your day.
That was Dispenza?
Dispenza, yes. Okay. Lovely man. And this woman decided she was going to try this, and she said, okay, I want an absolute sign that I'm creating my day, that I have value. She was driving up a 10-mile road, up a mountain. A bald eagle flew into her car.
Oh, my.
Landed on the dashboard, unhurt. Stared at her eye to eye. For a few moments, she, of course, pulled off the road. And then it literally took off. Now, I think that is a brilliant story.
It's a wonderful story.
And this goes back to our empowerment. This goes back, you know, if you said to me, what's the focus been in terms of this work? Empowerment, helping people to remember who they really are, to create magic in their lives, and to step into their great work. I have people now who've written books, creating magical relationships, huge things. Painting, and they're imbuing their work, everything they do, and I tell everybody this.
I want to jump back into when you're observing.
Yes.
We have to observe. I mean, there's something. You're observing their empowerment. Is that what you do?
No. The healing is about them becoming empowered.
I know, but I'm just saying, as a person standing there, what do you focus on? You see what I'm saying?
I have my eyes closed.
Okay.
Okay?
But your attention is on allowing the...
attention is on moving into those streams of consciousness that take... Because there's a flow of consciousness that comes through me that's so powerful that I'm just riding the wave. And it's about getting into those things, those issues. I mean, this is in the beginning now with anyone, okay, that have held people back. And how to unhook it, unravel it.
And the society now, if we do it in a collective way, if we look at it collectively, if we observe it collectively, the society is changing very, very fast, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It sort of reminds me of Inconvenient Truth. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, anyway, near the end, there's a graph showing the warming, the warming of our planet, but it's at such a rate, and I kind of thought, well, our consciousness is moving like that, too.
Okay.
Is it not?
It is. But let's go back to what you just talked about.
Okay.
And this is something, this has been, again, part of my own experience. If we focus on everything that's wrong with the planet, we are putting energy, feeding it negatively. Our focus needs to be on what we want to create, what we choose to create, our vision. the two intensives I did was about creating a new world.
Right.
And about the vision of creating that world and healing, as you know, Ronnie, you were there, some of the things that have held us back, especially the sorrow around Atlantis and the destruction.
Mm-hmm.
But our job, the more unhooked we get, is to hold the highest vision we can.
Right.
So,
and my guys were saying earlier, don't be victimized by your sight.
Oh, yeah, that's just very good.
Which
absolutely
is the same as what you're saying.
Again, part of the healing, and I'm going to go back to the healing issues. If anything holds a charge for you whatsoever in your history,
mm-hmm.
it's not healed. Whether it's mother, fathers, lovers, jobs, anyone, anything, if there's a trigger there, it's not healed.
Right. I agree with that. That's great.
Until we can reach a point, and Lazarus has said this, where you can tell your life like a story instead of emoting it like a play, you're not there. When you can honestly, not as an override or saying, look at how spiritual I am, I'm not mad at these people, but really feel it. Absolutely be so clean and clear with it that you have no buzz on it. When you can do that, then there is no limit to what you can do.
Mm.
You're unhooked.
Yay!
You're unhooked. And that's the goal I see for all of us.
And also, when some people unhook, it unhooks a ton of other people, doesn't it?
It exactly.
Yeah.
It's the chain of pain.
Yeah. But it goes there. That's what I keep thinking. It's going so fast.
Well, let's put it this way. For every person I work on, and I've seen this in their families, their children have thanked them. Other family members have thanked them that they are seeing some shift going on that they can't explain.
Hmm.
Now, that, for me, is the proof in the pudding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you ask about building protocols, we did a lot of things in the beginning. What's going to work? What works on humans? Okay? All right. For a while, we were taking them through the Stargate to Atlantis, you know, to work in the crystal healing chambers. Well, that became cumbersome. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then we found another way. All right? And basically, they put stones in them during the chakra work, which is really powerful stuff. They put the stones in the chakras, okay, which are a mirror of the stones of the crystal healing chambers in Atlantis. They're such a high frequency.
Hmm.
And they become doorways, gateways to travel to other levels and dimensions because your chakras are just that. They're gateways.
Gateways, yeah.
And, I mean, you know, this is kind of an overall, but we could do a show just one night on just on the chakras and
that would be fun, actually, because they do so much, huh?
It's become one of the cornerstones of the work.
Hmm.
And one of the cornerstones of the work, and I know there was something else, I think, I don't know if we'll talk about it next week, but the balancing of the masculine and feminine, which is a whole other subject, also tied to all of this, that this integration is happening on so many levels. Like you said, Ronnie, things are moving so quickly. And, you know, I'm excited for the show to share information with people and for everyone. And, you know, we are so incredibly loved that they're cheering us on. They get so excited the further we go. And
it is exciting, isn't it?
It is unbelievably exciting. And, you know, I know you're seeing it and I'm seeing it, all these networks, these circles of people that are coming together. And as one moves forward, you kind of pull everyone with you.
Mm-hmm.
One moves forward, you pull everyone with you. Well, in reality, you're pulling everything with you.
Right. I'm very excited about it. We almost have to go here, Jackie.
We've got, I think, 5 minutes, Ronnie, and I just want to talk for a minute here about your thoughts.
Okay.
We're really at a point of retraining our mind. Now, you're going to see this in What to Bleep and Down the Rabbit Hole and so on and so forth. I'm going to tell you just from my own perspective and the work that I do. retraining my mind has been a constant thing, because I can't do this and allow negative thoughts.
Right.
I don't care what it is. And I have worked on people that had, you know, a lot of problems, this and that. Some of them, you know, where I could actually see potential realities and you know, again, trying not to bleed on things. You know, this is, for all of you healers out there, this is going to be an interesting concept. And I want to say this about thoughts. Every negative thought has an impact that travels throughout the universe. It lands. It hits. They don't just float around out there.
Every negative thought lands.
It lands. It becomes part of the entire quantum field. There's no way for it not to.
Mm.
So we don't have, and they said this in a channeling. It's on my website down at the bottom right-hand corner. There's a couple of channelings on there. It'll go out in the newsletter as well. We don't have the luxury of allowing our thoughts to be negative anymore, because we're at a critical point here on the planet, and every thought you think is having impact on where this planet is going, every single one. So,
and we're at the turning point of actual mass creation of something.
Absolutely.
Heaven on Earth, isn't that
absolutely
what we're always taught? Sure.
You can't bring it in. You know, you can't be spiritual, you know, sometimes. I have one friend who always says to me, well, I have to go to war. Go to war where? Well, I'm in real estate, and I have to go out there and go to war. No, you don't. You either is or you ain't. There's no in between.
You miss real estate? Could you go back into real estate with this new consciousness and really make
it? You know what, Veronica, interestingly enough, I've pretty much always been this way.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I did work for Chevron Oil. It was really interesting. They were terrified of me that I accomplished what needed to be accomplished. So,
but you weren't at war, right?
I'm sorry?
But you weren't at war.
And absolutely not. But, you know, to them I was very different. And we are now running up on the hour. It's been a pleasure, everyone, to be with you. Veronica, for those that want to visit her website,
it's www.veronicaentwistle.com.
And I will tell you that Veronica's work is wonderful. Veronica can pop in and read things that just in a moment. In a moment. She's just phenomenal.
Oh, well, thank you. I've really enjoyed doing this show with you, and our ability to observe mine has suddenly changed, so thank you. And your newsletter, is your newsletter on your website?
No, the newsletter will be coming out in the next couple of days.
Great.
And
I look forward to that.
To everyone, I'm sure there'll be another wonderful subject next week, because now that they know that we've reached this point with the radio show, they're making sure it pops into my life so that I can't possibly miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everyone, and our love to you. My website, ethealing.com. And
tune into my radio show, Radiance by Design, at 4 o'clock Tuesday, West Coast time.
Wonderful show, and great call-ins also.
Great.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you next week, same time, 8 p.m. Pacific.
Night, Jackie. Thank you.
Thank you.